Yesterday, Shir, I forgot to mention at the end, we were talking about, according to Tzvar Sisrael, that according to the Rambam's understanding that Bayis Shlishi will be built by Bnei Adam, so how does the Gemara suggest that on Yantif it can be built, but he can't build it? So he said, because I day Akum. So the Goyim are going to work for us on Yantif. There's no problem of Amir Akum on Yantif when it comes to Binyan Beis of Mikdash, interest of Mikdash, and so on. So that was a chiddush of the Tzvar Sisrael, that the Nachim are going to build Beis of Mikdash. That was his chiddush. So apparently, this is Rabbeinu Bachai, and one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bachai al Torah, writes this as well. Has he write this? Where does he write this? In Parsha Shemini, I forgot to mention this yesterday, Parsha Shemini talks about a chazer, a pig. So the Medrash talks about what's the reason why a chazer is called a chazer? Lashon of chozer. So the Medrash says that the chazer is going to be chozer the Tara, or chozer liyoshon. It's going to return to something. So it's very unclear what that Medrash means. Torah Tmima actually says the Medrash doesn't exist, but most think it does exist. Ritva quotes this Medrash in Kedushin Daf Mem Tes. So what's pshat in the Chazer is going to be chozer, it's going to return? So there are four different pshatim. So one pshat is that the Chazer will be mutter. No taka be mutter to eat a Chazer in the times of Mashiach. That's one pshat. And those who are familiar with the concept of the Davar Sheishlo Matirin, I won't get too involved, but the Chassam Sofer asks a question, something that becomes, it's usher now, will be mutter in the future. It's called davar sheyesh lamatirin. So that's not batal. So he says any chazer shouldn't be batal because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. So it's a fascinating Taras Moshe. I could show if you want. Not for now. So one shot is that pig will be mutter. The Rachaim HaKadosh writes, who's by the way your tzaddis tonight, he says that what it means is the chazer will be mutter, but not the same chazer we have now. Pigs will change, whereby they will be malagera. They will be chewing its cud, and they have both simanim of a tara. So the pig will change, and it will be mutter, but a different pig that we have now. And then a third pshat is that the Rabbeinu Machai says something about pikabala, that the tumah of the chazer will be somehow tahar. But then the fourth pshat, Rabbeinu Machai, is as follows. He says what it means is that chazer, the Medrash says, is a mashal for Bnei Edom, Esav. And they're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash that they destroyed. So just like the Tveris Yisrael explained that the Nachum are going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the Rishonim, says, the Pshat in this Medrash is, the Chazer, that Esav will be Chozer and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That was from yesterday. Okay, let's talk about today's topic. So we were discussing yesterday in Rashi, how Rashi, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Bayis Shlishi in theory could be built by Laila, could be built by Yom Tov. And he asked the question as to how could it be built on Yom Tov. It comes from Shemaim. Bayis Shlishi, according to Rashi, will come from Shemaim. So I wanted to use this as a springboard to discuss the topic of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash by Laila, by Yom. And hopefully you had a chance to see the Rambam based on the Gemara in Shavuos, that the Rambam writes, Ein Bonin Es HaMikdash by Laila. This is Hilchas Beis Bechira. Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. Ein bonin es hamikdash b'layla shenemar vayom hikim es hamishkan vayom makimim lo b'layla. The pasuk clearly states, is a mefurish gemara in Shavuos, that you can only build the base of hamikdash b'yom, you cannot build it b'layla. And he goes on to explain further, v'oskim bebinyan ma me'alos hashachar tzeis hakochavim. He gives you the zman, in case you didn't know what the zman of daytime was, from alos tzeis, that's the zman. Moment the sun comes, the stars come out, there's no building the Beis HaMikdash anymore. And then he adds, "Vakol chayavim livnos." Everybody's required to build. Ulasaid ba'atzman, and to support and to help and assist. Uvimamonam, and with their money, their pockets. Anashim v'nashim kimekadesh midbar kimikdash midbar. Men and women, just like the mikdash of the midbar, which is the Mishkan. Just like everyone participated, they contributed, whether it was financially contributed, whether they contributed in terms of their expertise and their skills. Everybody was a chayv in the building of the Mishkan, which again he calls the Mikdash HaMidbar. They're also chayv in the building of Bayis Shlishi. So the question that the Achorim ask within this very Rambam, he sosir himself. Because in one line he tells us, it's a mitzvah asay, he doesn't use his words, but we know the definition of mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's only a mitzvah that can be performed at a certain zman, by yom in this case, and therefore women should be pater. Women are pater from all mitzvah asei shazman grama, with exceptions here and there. matzah and hakel and others, but for the most part, and this is an exception, women are exempt from mitzvah aseh, shezman grama. So how does the Rambam go ahead and say, hakol chayavim, anashim v'nashim, women are chayiv? It's a steer, minei obey, right here in this very same halacha. It's not a Rambam here and the Rambam there. The same exact halacha, he has this steer. So we're going to go through the answers. I assume you had a chance to go through the Minchas Elazar. So we're going to go through the answer, but maybe make some haras along the way. Then we'll come back and give you the fifth answer from the Ragachev. So the four answers of the Minchas Elazar are as follows. And we'll make comments. Feel free to ask questions, any of your own haras. But the first answer he says is as follows. He says that some people have the ability to contribute their skill set. They could be a carpenter, they could be an electrician, they could be a plumber, they could be an architect. Whatever the skill set is, they could actually physically build the Beis HaMikdash. And, you know, many of us, myself, certainly I have no skills in that I can build. I don't know electricity. I will not be able to help, my skill set. It doesn't go much more than hanging up a mezuzah and changing a light bulb. So someone like myself would not be able to participate in the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, but I could support with a few dollars. I'd give a few dollars to the Beis HaMikdash to help buy some of the supplies and pay for the workers. So there's two ways to help, either physically help or financially help. So what he explains here in the Minchas Elazar is the Bidyan Beis HaMikdash, when it came to the physical building of the Beis HaMikdash, that was only allowed bayom. The Pasuk says, it says, v'hikim es ha-mishkan bayom, only bayom, the hikim, the building, the physical structure, is bayom ha-kimim elo b'layla. But with respect to the funding of the building, supporting it financially, so that, there's no limitation. The Pasuk doesn't say you can't be, you can't dedicate money bayom b'layla. You could dedicate money, send in a check, a credit card, wire over money, whenever you want. So he says that women are exempt from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But with respect, and that was limited, the binyan limited to bayom. But as far as the financially supporting of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no limitation. That's not a zman grama, and that's the element which women are obligated to pay out of pocket.
Is the mitzvah all the same?
Say it again?
That's the mitzvah all the same? It's the same mitzvah aseh, only one.
Yeah, two tracks to help build to perform that mitzvah overall.
Yeah. You said by Binyan Mishkan that there were some women that were skilled in crafting the mitzvah. So women should be tied the same way.
Yeah, so that we'll see in the third answer that he uses as his raya, but in this case that could have been the Mishkan. But Lagabi, the Beis HaMikdash, we did not have that yet.
Would they have been able to donate money also on Yom Tov and Shabbos, things like that? If that wasn't a mitzvah, would that also make it mitzvah seh shezman grama?
Interesting question. So, in theory, one could, on a deraisa level at least, the isser of buying, selling money, all that's muksa, mecha chamemka, all that's dirabanan, on a deraisa level, it would be allowed. So I guess on that level, mitzvah seh, it would not be considered a mitzvah seh shezman grama, even lagabe the Shabbos and Yom Tov element of donating the money. But also, even if it were to be usher, it would also be for an external reason, not because inherently it's usher, but something else on the outside, the muksa, the mekach memkar, is what's preventing them. But mikra din, they would be allowed to dedicate money. So now, one of the difficulties with this explanation of the Minchas Elazar is that when you read the Rambam, it doesn't sound like he's separating the women's role, the gabi the mamon, the gabi the building. He says, hakol chayavim livnos, v'lasaid v'atzman, uvamamonam, anashim v'nashim. He doesn't separate women and men. They're lumped together in the same level obligation of physically building it and financially supporting it. So it's very hard to say such a split. It's a very nice split, but I don't know if it reads very well in the Rambam. Now, the second answer of the Minchas Elazar is based on the Tur Yevin. Now, the topic of mitzvah aseh shezman grama is a large one. Those who want a good mar makom, the Kuntres Shiurim on Kedushin has a very, very nice discussion, a long discussion about how Zman Grama works. Is it Zman Gorem? Is it Zman Grama? Which means, is it when you have a mitzvah that is certain times when you could do it and certain times when you cannot do it? Or does it mean Zman is Gorem, the initial Zman kicks in, is mechayiv it initially. So, for example, Bris Mila, you need the eighth day to gorim the mitzvah, cause it to start, it triggers the... Is that the definition? The Zman is gorim it? Or no, when you have a non-continuous Zman, it's day, night, day, night, day, night, it's broken up, but not because Zman causes it, but the times when you can do it, times when you can't do it, just a thread of chakir to keep in mind when it comes to mitzvahs asay shezman grama. Yeah, yes, sir.
I was just thinking about this, and this might not be right, but in the Torah, isn't it that, like, when a woman's married, then, most of the property and the money is, like, technically the husband's?
Yes, yes, it's true.
So how would that apply to a woman donating money?
So it would either be a woman who's single, so that's certainly relevant, or there's a Pisrei Tshuva on your day in Hilchot Tzedakah. So what happens if a ani comes to a woman to ask for some money? She's married, so she can't give the money. It's not hers, right? Mashkana Isha Kana Baila. It's not her money. But he writes, the Pisrei Tshuva writes, that if the husband gives her the right and license to use the money as she pleases, then she does have the right. Most women, Bizman Azeh, most wives do have that right more so than the husbands to use the money. So even though the money might be made by the man more than the woman, though that's always not the case, but it can be the case. Nowadays, it seems women do have full rights to use the credit card as much as they want.
And that would be counted as her fulfilling her mitzvah.
Yeah.
Can we explain the two different understandings of Zman Grama?
Yeah, Zman Grama could be, it's, again, you have to bring I don't remember the Nafka Minas, but Zman Grama could be that the Zman is Gorem, it triggers, you need to wait for a time to kick in the mitzvah. So, for example, Bris Mila, the eighth day is what is Gorem the mitzvah, but before that it didn't exist. It's the trigger, or nothing to do with the trigger at all. When the Chiyuv mitzvah exists by Yom, but not by Laila, over the course of the mitzvah, not that's causing it, but there are times where you can do it, times that you can't do it. Again, it sounds like a subtle difference. If you look at Rav Gusman, he explains some nafkamis. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I saw it, but that's just the chakir to keep in mind. But the Turi Evan, he explains as follows. He says, Zman Grama is not about when mitzvahs are mutta, whether it's Zman you could do it, and Zman you can't do it. That alone isn't enough to define Zman Grama. Zman Grama means when the Zman HaPtur comes and you've lost the mitzvah entirely. So today I have a mitzvah to wear tefillin. Tomorrow I've got another mitzvah to wear tefillin. Different mitzvahs every day. On Thursday there's one mitzvah to wear tefillin. Friday there's a separate mitzvah. So when night comes, that not only is a p'tur, but that ends the zman of a mitzvah. And tomorrow, let's say I didn't wear tefillin today, and I wear it tomorrow, that's not making up for my mitzvah on Thursday. I lost my mitzvah on Thursday. The moment night comes, it ends the mitzvah. It's all behind us. So you have certain mitzvahs that each day there's a brand new mitzvah. Wearing tzitzis is a brand new mitzvah. Shaking lulav on the days of sukkahs, each one's a brand new mitzvah. So the Zman kicks in and ends that mitzvah. That's when we say mitzvahs asay, shezman grama. But if there's a mitzvah, that's one big mitzvah. But there are times when I could do it and be involved and times I can't. But it's all the same mitzvah. Such as Binyan Beis Hamikdash. I don't say, okay, if I built a little bit today, on Thursday, I built, I don't know, the eastern walls, so I got one mitzvah. Check. Tomorrow I build the north wall. I got another mitzvah. No, they're not different mitzvahs. There's one big mitzvah of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. I just can't be osik in that Maisa mitzvah at nighttime. But that doesn't end the mitzvah. The mitzvah is continuous until I've completed the entire mitzvah. So that's a big, big chiddush of the Turi Evan. So just to make that clear, make sure you have that chiddush. Then again, it's not about whether there's zmanim that are chayiv and pater. It's when the p'tur ends the mitzvah, and that mitzvah is lost now. That's when we call it a mitzvah asay shazman grama. But when the p'tur is simply a pause, but the mitzvah continues the next day and the next day, that same continuous mitzvah, so then that would be would not be considered a mitzvah asay shazman grama. Now one could throw into this discussion here about Sfiras Omer as well, whether that's one mitzvah, different mitzvahs, women are chayav or pater, that's one discussion. But I wanted to just bring one tosis, which you perhaps have seen, which goes against this understanding of the Turi Evan, which is as follows. Actually, I want to get the tosis out. Kedushin, do you mind if it's over there? Anyone know which tosis I'm referring to? Which sugya? What daf? Sugya daf? Go ahead. I'm an Aleph, excellent. Chavtes, I'm an Aleph. Right, thank you very much. Anyone know which mitzvah I'm talking about? Sorry? No? No. Bris Mila. Bris Mila. So there the Gemara tells Bris Mila that women are exempt from the mitzvah Bris Mila. Oso velo osa. So Tosfos asks the question, Lama likra tepikle de mitzvah asay shazman gramahu shenimo b'shmini lele daso l'ashem p'tiros, that you have to wait till the eighth day to perform the mitzvah. That's what we call zman gorim, by the way. For that chakira, the zman triggers it. That's the type of mitzvah asay he's referring to. And he says, no, because miyom ha-shmini ve'eilech v'hala, there's no hefsek. So once eighth day comes and it's continuous, that's not called the zman gorim. That's his first explanation. Then he says, but wait a second. Even when it's continuous, so still, he says, shazman grama, ein malin elabayom. Even the ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th day, if it's a mila shelo bezmana, you could still only perform the mitzvah bayom. So he says, oh, this gemara goes l'man damar, after the eighth day you could do it bayom balayla. Meaning a mitzvah shelo bezmana can be performed bein bayom, bein balayla. And that's why it's not a zman grama. Now pay attention to this. If it were to be the man damar, that a mila shelo bezmana is only done bayom and not balayla, then Tosfosim implies that it would be a zman grama. Okay, again, where we paskin, we assume that even a mila shelo bezmana on the ninth day, the tenth day, 11th day, the child was ill, the child couldn't get a mila bezmana, so you have to give the mila on day 12. Let's say you can only do it bayom, you cannot do it balayla. Would that be considered mitzvah aseh shezman grama? According to Tosfos, it's very clear it is. What would the Turi Evan say about that? What? And therefore what for Turi Evan? It's not mitzvah aseh. There's only one mitzvah mila. There's one mitzvah mila, to have a mila, to be moho. So the Turi Evan would say, oh, it's a one continuous mitzvah. There are times you could do it and times you can't do it. That's not a mila, that's not a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, because it's one mitzvah. But the Tosfos clearly says otherwise. There's a lot to be said. I'm just going to throw it. We could go back and forth about this, because you could say the mila is a different mitzvah each every single day. But I'm just throwing out, it's not so pasha to give such an answer. But that's the second answer of the Minchas Elazar, a bit involved, but his chiddush on how zman grama works, that again, maybe the bin and basic mikdash is not called the zman grama, even though it's limited to bayom, since it's one continuous mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah aseh, shezman grama. Third answer of Minchas Elazar. He says that based on what Yair pointed out before, that when it came to the Mishkan, the women certainly were involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol Isha Chachmas Lev, the Pasuk says. Women were certainly involved. And since we learn Binyan Beis HaMikdash from the words V'osu Li Mikdash, and we learn that from the Mishkan, the Doros, to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaLamim, the final Beis HaMikdash. So we have this connection of the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash. So even though you're right, by Shlishi, it can only be built by Yom. And it really is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But we have a special hekesh of the Mishkan to the Mikdash to include women in the performance, the building, the contributing of by Shlishi. That's the third answer of the Menchas Elazar. Everyone's good so far. I know there's a lot different answers in all different angles. Each one is a world in its own right. This, of course, touches upon the relationship of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, how the two relate to each other. There's certainly room to make chalukim, but now's not the time. And the fourth answer, which a lot of you had a little bit difficulty with it, it's a little bit a tricky one. I hope that recap afterwards to you walk away with something to remember before we get to the rugged shaver, which is as follows. We have to go to the source of mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. And the source is from Lima Talmud Torah. Women are pater from Talmud Torah, and we have a hekesh to tefillin that women are pater in tefillin as well, and we have a second hekesh from tefillin to kol ha-Torah kula. It's what we call double hekesh. Torah, women are pater hekesh to tefillin, to women are pater tefillin. A second hekesh from tefillin to kol ha-Torah kula, women are pater from kol ha-Torah kula, if it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. That's the double hekesh. We have a klal when it comes to kachim, as he points out, that Hadavar Halamed Mehekesh Eino Choser Umlamed Behekesh. We do not apply a double Hekesh when it comes to the world of Kadshim. Everywhere else in Shas, Kotar Kula, we do apply a double hekesh, but we do not apply a double hekesh in kachrim, and therefore the p'tur of mitzvah aseh she has ma'am grama does not apply to the world of kachrim. That's what he explains. So then he says, well, now we have to figure out, does that mean the whole world of kachrim? He points out to Tosos and Yuma that maybe this only applies to actual karbanos, are exempt from the double hekesh. But big day kahuna, maybe are bichlal, you can apply a double hekesh. What about the bin and base of mikdash? Is that more like karbanos? Is that more like big day kahuna? Is that called the general world of kachrim? So again, this also is a whole other world, a lot to talk about. So we touched on a lot of good sugyas here. I'm not going to dig my teeth into any of them, but hopefully enough to walk away with something, a little taste of each of these sugyas. Everyone clear on those? Before I go weiter to a whole other answer, any questions on clarity or just any questions on these four answers of the Minchas Alaza?
So the third answer, we're saying that the Mishkan is the source of the Binyan.
Yeah. It says, V'asuli Mikdash by the Mishkan, and we use that, building the Mishkan, to apply to the building of the base of Mikdash as well. So we have this strong correlation between the Mikdash and the Mishkan.
But not that we're saying that they're parallel. But if it would just be parallel, then it doesn't mean that the women should be potter by the... Could be we could try to make them as parallel as possible, but women should still be potter. If that's a rule, then that's a rule.
What's a rule? What do you mean?
We were unsure if the Minchas Lozer was saying that the Rambam is learning that the Psukim by Mishkan are literally Drushas Ladoros and the rules Ladoros, which would mean to include women. We're just saying the Rambam wants to learn that there's like some parallel here. I mean, that's very nice to make a parallel, but it doesn't mean that the parallel just overrides certain principles of halakha.
So that's what I was alluding to before, that this equation between the Mishkan and the Mikdash, you could take it a very extreme way, whether it's a mamish parallel, or there's certain dimyonos, we could compare certain halachas on all the halachas. He does not elaborate, but there's certainly a lot in Shas you could talk about how strongly correlated the Mishkan and the Mikdash are. But that's one direction, one suggested answer he makes that you could certainly work with. Yeah.
So I just don't get, if they're correlated, so then why would they be putter?
Why would they be putter?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that they would be chayiv if they're correlated. If they're not correlated, then they would be putter. Even though they were involved in the Mishkan, the Mishkan was one mitzvah, and the Mikdash is a different mitzvah. And that's why he's using that to explain why women are chayiv in the Mikdash. Yeah, that's his third answer. If we want to know why women chayiv, if it's a mitzvah aseh she'has ma'am grama. So he says, if they're chayiv in the Mishkan, so it must be who adin they're chayiv in the Mikdash as well.
So then ask why they're chayiv in the Mishkan.
And the Torah says so. You could dig further and figure out why that was, but you go say it's the Gzeres HaMelech.
That's the same by Matzah and Hakel. Like, there are times where we see that where it's Aseh Shem Ma'agama, yet women are still chayiv.
Correct. So the Mishkan was not discussed as an exception, but it was clear in the Pesukim that they were involved. It could be Gzeres HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided whatever there was. It could be somehow it was one of the exceptions, but no one, I don't think anyone digs in deep to the Mishkan itself. But okay, so let's just recap quickly these four answers, then we'll go to the Ragachav. So the four answers we said was either that the women were exempt from the physical building, but the chayiv in the financial support, because that could be applied bein bayom bein belayla. Second answer we said was the Turi Evin Chiddush that mitzvah aseh she'has ma'am grama only applies when the mitzvah ends each zman hefsek, but if the mitzvah continues as one mitzvah, even though there are times of separation, interruptions, that's one mitzvah, that's not a zman grama, women will be chayiv, example being binyan beis hamikdash. Third answer was, just like women are chayiv in the Mishkan, hu adin the chayiv in the Bai Shlishi. And the fourth answer is the double hekesh does not apply to kachrim. Therefore, azman grama, which is learned through a double hekesh, does not apply to kachrim, which means women are chayiv in the building of the base of Mikdash. Okay, those are the four answers, the minchas, beautiful minchas alazar. So now let's learn the suggestion of the Ragachover. But before doing so, let's just explain a general Machlokas, which you may or may not have heard of, seen yet, but the Machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam as to the reason why the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash are necessary. So you guys tell me, according to the Ramban, why was there the building, the mitzvah of the Mishkan? What?
To house the
Kalim? Not to house the Kalim, no? Hashras HaShchina. Right, he says the clear language is lahashros shchinaso b'neim. He says in a couple of different places. The Ramban in one place talks about, actually quoted in the Rishimos on the bottom here, in Parshas Ekev, the Ramban talks about the need to make the Aron, because that was the Iker, Kavan of the Mishkan, was the Aron, which housed the Shechina. So that was the essence of the Mishkan, was the Shechina, was the Aron. And the Rambam's understanding was, you guys tell me? Karbanos. See, Rambam writes in at least two places, in Mitzvah Chaf, rather, Shetzivanu livnos beis habechira la'avoda, bo yihye hakrova v'avarta eish tamid. The whole purpose is for karbanos. He echoes this as well in beis bechira, the beginning of beis bechira, mitzvah aseh la'asos beis bais la'ashem muchan lios makrivin bo har karbanos. It was the purpose of karbanos. So that was the machlokas between the Rambam for the karbanos, Ramban for Asherah Sashchina. I'll share with you a very nice suggestion that David had during the Seder. I don't think it's muchrach, but I think it's a very nice idea anyways, that maybe this machlokas between the Rambam and Ramban in terms of the reason of the Mishkan and Mikdash might depend on how the Bayis Shlishi will be built, either from Shemayim or by Bnei Adam. So again, I don't think it's muchrach, but I think it could be nice, it's nice anyways, that if you assume that it's about the Shechina, it's coming from Shemayim, so maybe Bayis Shlishi comes from Shemayim, like Rashi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, that's Hashras HaShechina. But if you assume it's from the Rambam, Bnei Adam, we bring Karbanos, it's our actions, our participation. So we need to build a base to make that, so we can bring their Karbanos, so it's really focused more on Bnei Adam, as opposed to Shechina. I think it's very nice, it connects nicely, but I still don't think it's Mochrach, but it could be the Emes. Yeah. How so? What do you mean?
The Karbanos, that's why we're building like the shell. And then in terms of
the Neshama and the Shosh HaShchina. Yeah, exactly. Lumping it all together. These two together would go back very nice with the Aruch HaNer, that there's the Guf and the Neshama, the Karbanos and the Shechina. All that goes very, very nicely. Yeah, Moshe.
Isn't that problematic for the Ramban then according to the first two basic Mikdash? Meaning we built both books, so then wouldn't that kind of be, meaning according to what we just explained, wouldn't that be problematic for the Ramban?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, very good, very good. I mean, if the whole point of Shrat HaShchina is from Shemayim, the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, wasn't from Shemayim. So it's a very, very good question. Yeah, excellent. Okay, so now with this in mind, so these two ideas of the Hashrat HaShchina and Karbanos, so the Ragged Shavar says, now we can answer this question of the Rambam. The question as to how can the Rambam on one hand say that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only Bayom, and yet Nashim are Chayiv. So he says that there's two dinim. Ragged Shavar says there are two dinim. Some of you, this is your first time seeing Ragged Shavar, it seemed. This is how Ragged Shavar are. They just quotes ayin here, ayin there. There's a maisa, the Ragged Shavar, that the way it used to work was when you wanted to sell a sefer, you'd send like a copy of a couple pages to a yeshiva, and if they want to buy it, they buy it. If they like what they... So he once, he sent like Mar Mekomos, ayin this, ayin that. That's how he wrote. They didn't understand what he was trying to get at. So he ended up, after like a whole correspondence, they weren't copying his language of ayin here, ayin there. He finally quoted a Gemara in Bamitzir, and it comes up a few places in Shas and Maseches Becharos, that Maos, Davar Torah, Maos Konos. I mean, you want the rest of it? Maos. You need to pay money. For Davar Torah, you want Divrei Torah? Maos Konos. Pay some money, I'll give you the rest of it. That was how he corresponded. He spoke in codes. So that's the nature of the Ragged Shavar. And it's not organized in such a way. We have to have someone who like really organizes the different sugyas. Like this found Hilchas Erechim. This sugya related to Hilchas Beis Bechira. So the Ragged Shavar's mind was something we couldn't comprehend at all. That's just how he thought, how he wrote. So he writes that there are two dinim here. He says there's one, what he calls the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't say Ashras HaShchina, but Lechora, that's the same thing, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Beis, he says, the Tzarech Lahakriv Karbanos, the need to bring Karbanos. There are two dinim. So he says, I'm reading what I underlined here. Vim Kain says, Nashim Vavadim B'mitzas Aseh Shal Binyan Beis HaMikdash Yesh Lomer Dipturim. They're pater from the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Mitam de eno nivne belaila. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at nighttime. So they're pater. It's mitzvah aseh. She has ma'am grammar. That's the building of the mitzvah for the Hashras HaShchina. That mitzvah is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But there's a second element. Mikol makom, trichem heim lemikdash. They still need the Beis HaMikdash. Bishvil ha-karbanos shem chayavim. They still have to bring karbanos. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin that women need kapar as well. woman does a aveira, she has to bring a carbon chatas. If she's a yoledes, she's a zava, she needs to bring carbonos. So women certainly have to bring carbonos. So nimsa, he says, as follows. Nimsa de dvarm hama'akvin b'mikdash, those items, whether it's the kalim, or whether it's the certain parts of the base of mikdash itself. So dvarm hama'akvin b'mikdash, so af nashim chayavim l'tzar carbon. They have to make sure that whatever parts of the bidyan base of mikdash are ma'akev, they have to ensure that it takes place, because they need the ultimate goal of carbonos. But those items, dvarim she'enam akvin, that are just extra, but are not necessary for the binyan beis hamikdash, they don't hold back one from bringing a carbon, then nashim peturos, women would be exempt. That's what he says. So whatever would prevent them from bringing, for them, the ultimate goal is for carbonos. That's what women, that's their chaylak. So for carbonos, so women have to make sure whatever they need to do to get the carbonos in, they're chayvin. The elements that don't hold back, the nama'akev, their carbonos, they're exempt from. And that's the chiluk, he says. That's good.
The only things that Roger Trevor says are chayvin are exactly what the Minhag HaSfaraz were saying, they're poterin.
What do you mean?
Because the only things that the Roger Trevor is saying that they're chayv to build, to take part in, is the things that are hechsher lo say carbonos. And it seems like everything else would not be so. So the fourth answer of the Minchas Lazer is that we don't learn to hekeshim by kachim. So it seems that the only things that are kachim are what the Rav Gerber says you should do.
Yeah, and a chanami. Yeah, a great point. So Rugger, the Minchas Lazer does refer to, there is another source in the Gemara Kedushin as to why women are pata for mitzvah asay, shezman grama, not because of double hekesh, but based on shnei ksum bam kecha, so that you have to assume that point. Excellent connection to these two different achronim. So that's what comes out from the Rav Gerber. Now, yeah.
What? Why are they only chayav for what they need? Meaning, you're right. They're shach for carbonos and not ashras. They need carbonos and not ashras shchina. But what does that say about mitzvah shizman grama? Meaning, is it a mitzvah shizman grama to build base mikdash or not?
So it is a mitzvah asay. They're pater from the mitzvah of bidding base mikdash. However, they have a separate obligation to bring carbonos. Now, how do they get carbonos? So the Binyan Beis Mikdash is a hechsher to allow them to bring carbonos. So they're not building it because they have a mitzvah to build a Binyan Beis Mikdash. They're building it as a hechsher to allow them to get the carbonos.
So there's no mitzvah of Binyan Beis Mikdash for women according to
Yiddish. Well, there's no chiv.
It's just a hechsher for...
Exactly. Now, there's no chiv. We should be clear. Someone asked me the question before. When women are pater for mitzvah, asay shesman grama, it just means that they're not chayv, they're pater. But if they fulfill the mitzvah, they get a kiyum. There's a machlokas between any svardim here, by the way. One svardim, okay, Ellie. So the Sfardim do not make brachas on women. Don't make brachas on mitzvah asay shezman grama. If they shake a lulav, and they're very makbid, they shake lulav in Sfardim, but they won't make a bracha. That's a mechaber's psak. The Ashkenaz and the Ramah, we do say brachas. Women do say brachas on mitzvah asay shezman grama, but everyone agrees it's a key mitzvah. Just no chiv. So they get a mitzvah for being involved. They're just not obligated to. But they are obligated to build the base mikdash if it's the only way they'll get to the karbanos, because the karbanos, they certainly are chayv. That's what the Rav Gerber is saying. I skipped one piece here before I want to put everything together. I wanted to read through the Rav Soloveitchik piece about that he had a very interesting nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban, these two dinim of Hashras Hashchina versus Karbanos. Now, he's talking about a very fascinating sugya about the nature of Kedushas Beis Knesses. Is the Machlokes could be shown whether Kedushas Beis Knesses is Ke'ein Kedushas HaMikdash? That's the sheet of the Ran in Megillah. Or it's nothing to do with Kedusha at all. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. There's Kedushas and mitzvahs in this world. It has to be that it was designated as a mitzvah. And the way we have to treat the base Knesset with a certain Kedusha, not because it's Ke'en HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah tzitzis. It can't be mevaza tzitzis. It can't be mevaza tefillin. It can't be mevaza lulav. You can't be mevazah the base Knesset, but not because it's Ke'en Kedushas base Hamikdash. So Ran calls base Knesset Kedushas base Mikdash. Ramban says it's simply Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. That's an interesting machlokas. He says the Rambam Shita is not so clear. It could be either direction, but he does say if the Rambam assumes, if he assumes that the Kedusha base Knesset is Ke'en the Mikdash. So you have something very nice works out for the Rambam. Because the Rambam now holds the base of Mikdash, a purpose, the base of Mikdash is for what? You guys tell me? No, for the Rambam. Rambam? Karbanos. So what would the purpose of the building of Beis HaKnesses be for the Rambam? What would be the equivalent? Avoda Trila. Avoda Shvei, which is Trila. So Rav Soloveitchik points it out very nicely. He says, if you look at the Rambam, he has the in the Hilchos Trila, he writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Kol Mokum Sheyesh Ba Asara Mi Yisrael, Tzarech Lahachin Lo Bayis, you need to build a house, a shul, Sheyichnesu Bo Trila B'chol Eis Trila. Because the Trila, the Avoda, is equivalent to the Karbanos. You build a base of Mikdash for Karbanos, you build a base Knesses for Avoda, the Trila. Now in the footnote, he says that the Ramban has a whole other approach, like we know, the Hashras HaShchina. He just says a nafkamina would be if the Bai Shlishi would be built without the Mizbeach. Would you get the mitzvah? Did you guys see this? Any thoughts? Would you get the mitzvah if building the base of Mikdash without Mizbeach? Yeah, David. Okay. Okay. For who which shita? For forget women for a second. The Rambam Ramban. Excellent, right. For the Rambam, you have a base of Mikdash, very, very nice. But there's no Mizbeach. Ramban would be. You don't need it. For the Ramban, the focus is the Aron. For the Rambam, the focus is the Mizbeach. So that would be the nafkamina, the aron and the mizbeach, where that's a chalik of the mitzvah. So that's based on the Gemara Yuma, whether it was taken to Bavel, whether it's hidden below. Perhaps it's hidden below, that would be enough. Now, there's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim that talks about how all Kedusha in this world, Rav Shechta talks about this, all Kedusha in this world comes from the osios of the Torah. Which is why the aron, which housed the Sefer Torah, which housed the Luchos, that was the source of all the Kedusha, the base of Mikdash. Without that, there can't be any Kedusha. So it would depend on whether or not the Aron was taken or whether it remained somewhere on Har Bias.
Personally, I don't believe this perspective, but what if you were to hold the perspective who says that there aren't even going to be Karbonos in the next base of Mikdash and it's just going to be Tefillah, and then you could still say, like the Rambam, if there was no Mizbeach, because the davening would still be the Avoda.
Right. That's, by the way, the Rambam is the one who holds that way.
Yeah.
Rather, Ramban quotes the Rambam in the beginning of Vayikra, says there's no Karbanos. Ramban goes against him. There's Ritva. What is from? I forget what it's called. Sefer Zikar. Maybe he comes to defend the Rambam as to why not any Karbanos. You have to think, I'm not sure. It's a good, very good point. I'm not sure what to make of that, but excellent point nonetheless. Okay, let's finish off now. So, either way, this is the answer to the Raga Chavar. There are two dinim. Now, the problem is, where do you see two dinim in the Rambam? Where do you see two?
That's why he quotes both sources.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the point. What I got you guys to think about, the Rambam has two different sources, two different psukim, as to indicating perhaps the two different dinim. Because the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvot, he quotes the pasuk Vasuli Mikdash. That's in Mitzvot Aseh Chaf. Vasuli Mikdash is the source of building the Beis HaMikdash. And he also quotes that pasuk in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Mitzvot Aseh, he quotes Vasuli Mikdash. But in Hilchos Malachim, Aleph, he quotes Livnos Beis HaBechira Shenemar L'Shachno Tishishu Uvasashama. So that's a different pasuk. So Lecha Mishnah, Kesa Mishnah asks the question, why two different pasukim? So the suggestion is, I thought I saw this in a sefer. I just looked up online before. I saw this discussion, Afike Maim. Afike Maim is a wonderful sefer of Kalmanson. They're brothers. One lives in Connecticut, one lives in France somewhere. They're Lubavitcher Talmid Chachamim, have a beautiful svarim. One's called Meital. Also called Rishimus Shirum, not Rav Soloveitchik's, but there's another Rishimus Shirum, wonderful Lamed Shesvarim. So I forget who writes which one. So one of them wrote a sefer called Afike Maim, the four Chalakim. So he had this discussion. I looked back online. I thought he makes this point of that psukim. I didn't see it inside. I don't think I made this up on my own. If not, I did. But I think someone did say this. So either way, he says the two different psukim indicate the two different dinim of the Raga Chavar. So everything works out very nicely. Because in Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Chaf, he talks about how Karbos HaKarbanos. He says, Shetzivanu Livnos, Beis HaBechira, La'avoda, and Bo Yeh HaKrava. And he goes on to say, Vasuli Mikdash. So Vasuli Mikdash somehow indicates the element of Karbanos. And in the beginning of Beis HaBechira, where he's talking about Karbanos, he brings the same pasuk, Vasuli Mikdash. When it comes to Hilchos Malachim, he doesn't talk about HaKravos Karbanos at all. He just says, there's shalosh mitzos nitztavu yisrael b'shas k'nisasin li'eretz l'aretz. three mitzvahs when we enter into Eretz Yisrael. One is Limnos Melech, number two is Lahachris Zarusha Amalek, and the third one is Livnos Beis HaBechira. No mention of Karbanos, and that's where he mentions another pasuk, Shinamar Lishachno Tishishu Huvasa Shama. So perhaps these psukim indicate the two dinim, and that's how Ragachev explains that while women are exempt from the binyan beis hamikdash in terms of Hashrashas Shechina, they're chayiv in the element of the Karbanos. And that would be a fifth answer to explain the steer of the Rambam, that on one hand there's a mitzvah to build only by Yom, yet women are still chayiv nonetheless. Yeah, Moshe. That's Lecha Mishnah's answer. So this is a different answer than Lecha Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have a shiur tomorrow. We'll continue.